Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
This episode is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Sharealike 4.0 international license. For more information, visit creativecommons.org. I'm Sophia.
And I'm Gabriel.
And you're listening to a Breaking Math Problem episode about the irrationality of the square root of 2.
There are many proofs about the irrationality of the square root of 2, some that are published even as recently as the 1950s. You can read more about that on the Wikipedia page. I found that very fascinating in the research for this episode.
Yeah, and so before we get started, we're going to do a couple of plugs. If you want to get a poster, we have a beautiful poster out, so get that on facebook.com/breakingmathpodcast for $19.65, and that includes shipping and handling. We also have Patreon. If you donate $1 a month to us, that's 3 cents a day, you could get ad-free episodes, and we load them up there earlier by either a few minutes or a couple days, whatever, than the stream. So you could get those there. We're on Twitter at Breaking Math Pod if you want updates about the show. And we have our website, breakingmathpodcast.app. And if you want to email us ideas, comments, questions, or corrections, you could do that at breakingmathpodcast@gmail.com.
We also have a sister podcast that is available on YouTube and also wherever podcasts are played, and that is found at youtube.com/touringrabbitholespodcast. You can also search for the Touring Rabbit Holes podcast on any podcast player as well. And that's done with myself as well as Dr. Alex Alaniz, whose specialty is particle physics. Very good show.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So yeah, I mean, so this goes back all the way to Archimedes and the legend of Hippasus of Metapontum, who divulged that the square root of 2 was irrational, and according to legend, they murdered him for it. And so this was a pretty big deal to them because they thought that everything should be representable as the ratio between two whole numbers.
Yeah, it's fascinating that some knowledge can be forbidden and that somebody could actually be murdered for it, but history is filled with that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
And real quick, I know that you had mentioned that Archimedes kept this a secret. Rather, he kept it a secret that the square root of 2 is irrational. I'm wondering, is there evidence of that, or is it assumed based on what we do know about him that he probably was aware of that fact?
I can't remember actually where that part of the construction comes from. I think eventually it was accepted by the Archimedeans. I think that's something about that. But honestly, I haven't seen the original historical records or anything about this. So
okay.
I'm not totally sure.
Interesting.
Yeah, so if the square root of 2 is irrational, that means that its decimal representation, for example, never repeats itself. Because 1 over 7, right, it's like 0.146 something, mm-hmm. like has 6 digits that repeat over and over again.
Yes.
And 1 divided by 9 or like 15 divided by 99 is like 0.1111 or 0.151515, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that one actually repeats, but a non-repeating decimal number is what we're talking about here.
Yeah, and which means that you could write it down until you have 30 hard drives full of digits. Eventually, you'd run into a sequence that isn't anywhere on those hard drives if you just keep going.
Yeah. Now, there's irrationals that are pretty popular, including things like pi. One thing that was interesting in the research for this episode is that pi is a, what was the term?
Transcendental number.
It's the transcendental, but also it's a universe creator, something of that.
Oh, yeah. It's I mean, some people have called it a universe factory. There's an XKCD that I like where it's it says like pi equals 3.1415926, and then it says, help, I'm trapped in a universe factory, 959, because the thing is about pi is because since it's transcendental, it has every decimal representation contained within it, meaning that any way that you can write the universe down as a set of numbers is contained somewhere within pi.
That is wild. That is absolutely wild.
Including a universe where everybody is the same except for they have British accents.
Wow. That's the crazy thing about mathematics is the universality of it. Wow.
Oh, yeah. And just you run into these bizarre things. But square root of 2 is an algebraic number, meaning that it could be made with compasses and a straight edge. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it is not transcendental.
Yes.
It is, the algebraic numbers can actually be enumerated. Mm-hmm. So you can have all the algebraic numbers in a row.
Yes. And as we said earlier, so this is a problems episode where we will be proving that the square root of 2 is irrational. And this is there's many different kinds of proofs here. And we're doing an interesting one. I kind of like it. It involves evens and odds.
Yeah, and the proof structure is this. It's an infinite descent proof, which is a type of proof by contradiction. So, Gabriel, we've done proof by contradictions in the past, right? Do you want to say kind of what that is?
Yes. A proof by contradiction is when you start off with an assumption, with a truth claim about something, and then you go through the proof and you show that the proof couldn't be correct, or rather, the conclusion of the proof is something we know to be incorrect. Therefore, the original assumption is incorrect.
Yeah, and not only is it incorrect, it's perfectly incorrect. Meaning, like, in such a way that you have to assume its opposite. So if me assuming, for example, that the listeners of this show are fish leads me to making a series of business decisions that are blunderous, like only promoting fish food on the show, things like that, then we have to make the assumption that my initial assumption was wrong. That was a little bit of a stretch, but...
not to get nitpicky here, but I see what you're trying to say about proof by contradiction.
But so we're going to assume, to start with, what we think is false, and what we're going to show is false. And that is that the square root of 2 is equal to p over q for some integers p and q. And so this might be a good time to talk about what infinite descent is. Infinite descent is a type of proof by contradiction where you assume that something is already in its most basic form. And you show that no matter what form it's in, there's a more basic form. And that means that you could just keep going on forever. And with integers, you can't go on forever, right?
Yes.
If you keep just decreasing with integers, you're going to reach a point where you stop.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. And as you said earlier, we're starting off with the assumption that the square root of 2 can be shown or can be represented by two single integers, p and q.
And they are relatively prime, right?
Yes. Yes. And this is the definition of a rational number. So, you know, we know this is incorrect, but we're just going to say it's true for this proof.
Yeah, rational doesn't mean that these numbers like having talks about sound environmental policy or anything. It means that they're based on ratios, rational.
Yes, yeah, exactly, ratios. And again, as you said, infinite descent, that does sound almost fractal in a sense.
Oh yeah, and basically, an infinite descent doesn't work if you have fractions and stuff that we're working with. Mm-hmm. But since we're working with integers, infinite descent works. It would also work with ordinals, for example, if you want to go back and listen to the ordinals episode.
And we're just going to use a little bit of algebra in this proof, and we'll be done before you know it.
One thing about Breaking Math that we really like is that we get to learn a lot on this show. We get to learn and learn with purpose, and it's empowering to learn with purpose because you start finding ways to incorporate solutions into your life that you might not have even thought about. And that's what I really like about self-directed learning, is that there tends to be a reason why you learn what you learn. So this year, what we're doing is here at Breaking Math is we're continuing to learn with purpose by streaming The Great Courses Plus, and you could totally join us. And there's so much fascinating knowledge that we could get into there. I mean, there's stuff on mathematical paradoxes, how to be a better problem solver. If you have chores and stuff, there's courses on personal organization. And this week, we're going to talk about The Great Courses Plus on math and magic. You'll like this if you like our problem episodes especially. It's really cool because it has all these unintuitive math things, which I know that are a big draw for the show. And it's honestly one of the funner courses that I've seen so far on here. So let's say you want to do a deep dive into a subject or learn a little bit of everything. The Great Courses Plus probably has something for everyone. In fact, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that it does have something for everyone. And they have an app, the Great Courses Plus app, to watch or listen to lectures on any device, anytime, anywhere. Find your purpose this year, because you need to know what your purpose is and what new things you will learn. If you want to, I don't know, expand your mind, Why do you listen to this podcast? Sign up for the Great Courses Plus and find out. You can visit Breaking Math's special URL, and that's at thegreatcoursesplus.com/breakingmath. You can get an entire month of unlimited access for free. I don't think you want to pass this up, so now go to thegreatcoursesplus.com/breakingmath. That's thegreatcoursesplus.com/breakingmath.
Hey, Breaking Math fans. First, I want to thank you for listening. I have an important message for everyone. You can start your own podcast right now with Anchor. Anchor lets you create and distribute your own podcast. Just get an idea, record, and upload. It's just that easy. Anyone can do it. I'm on my way to accomplishing my dream, and you can too. Just get on your device's app store and download Anchor. It contains everything you need to make a podcast. With Anchor, you can put your podcast on all the big platforms. Apple Podcast, Spotify, Google Podcast, Amazon, and more. Reach the whole world with Anchor. Best of all, Anchor is free. You have nothing to lose with a free platform. Download the Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
So if the square root of 2 equals p over q, what happens if we square both sides?
In algebra, what you do to one side, you do to the other. So if you square the square root of 2, you get 2. And if you square the other side, which is p over q, you get p squared over q squared. So 2 equals p squared over q squared.
And if you multiply both sides now by q squared to make sure we don't have q squared on the bottom, you get 2q squared equals p squared.
Brings me back to early middle school algebra, getting rid of that denominator. 2q squared equals p squared.
Now, what does that say about p squared?
It means that p squared is even because it can be divided by 2.
Now, p squared is even probably means that p is even, right?
That is correct.
But we want to prove this because we're being, as careful as we can. Because, you know, for example, for all we know, q can be 1 and the square root of 2 can be some other integer based on what we have so far. Yes. I mean, we could actually probably get rid of that possibility by saying p equals, by showing that 1 is not the square root of 2. But let's say we don't.
Yeah.
Let's just go the route of, if an integer is odd, we're going to show that if an integer is odd, then its square is also odd.
Yes, yes. You can think of any example in your head right now, but let's firmly prove it. The examples in your head, maybe say 9. We know that 9 is odd.
Yeah, and so 81 is also odd.
Yes, and also not. And the square root of 9 is 3, which is also odd. You can't think of an odd number that has a square root in which the square root is even.
Yeah, and what we're going to prove here is that specifically that if an integer is odd, then it's a square is odd. Because what we're going to do is we're going to look at kind of the opposite of that with evens. But first, let's go through this.
Sure.
So if an integer is odd, we could write it as 2 times some other integer plus 1, right?
Correct. Yes.
So, for example, 7 is 2 times 3 plus 1. 123 is 2 times 61 plus 1.
Yes.
So we're going to say m equals 2n plus 1.
Okay.
So what would m squared be?
Then m squared would be, you'd have to square the other half of the equation. So then you'd have to square 2n plus 1. Quantity 2n plus 1 times quantity 2n plus 1. We know the FOIL method from algebra, and you'd get 4n squared plus 4n plus 1.
And 4 is even, right?
Yes.
And an even number times times an odd integer is an even number, right?
Yeah. An even number times an odd number is always even. Is
that what you're saying? An even number times an even number is even too, right?
That is correct.
So that means that 4n squared plus 4n is even.
Yes.
Meaning that 4n squared plus 4n plus 1, which is m squared, is odd.
Yes, correct.
So now we're going to talk about the contrapositive of something, because we're going to take the contrapositive of what we just proved, okay, which is that if an integer is odd, its square is odd. Mm-hmm. So the contrapositive of I am a human, therefore I exist in the physical world. In the contrapositive of that would be I am an incorporeal being, therefore I'm not a human.
Okay, there you go.
So if we have our statement, an integer odd means its square is odd, what's the contrapositive of that statement?
Its contrapositive is that a square being even means that its square root is even.
Yeah. And so we show that p squared is even, right? Which means that via this lemma. So since p is even, we're going to say that p equals 2k, right?
Yes, exactly.
So what would p squared be?
Then p squared would just be 4k squared for some value k.
And we already said before that 2 Q squared is equal to P squared. And recall that P over Q was what we said the square root of 2 was.
Yes.
And we ended up proving that that means that 2Q squared equals P squared was how we got to P squared being even. And it's good to point out here that only that P squared and Q squared cannot both be even, right?
Correct.
Because if they were, then P over Q would not be at its most basic form. It'd mean that we could reduce it further.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
And since we can reduce it further, you have to keep reducing past 1.
Yes.
And since there's no integers less than 1, that's a contradiction, and that's how infinite descent works. So now we have 2q squared equals 4k squared, right?
Yes.
And that we could divide both sides by 2, and then we get q squared equals 2k squared, which says what about q?
It means that q must be even. But earlier, we said it must be odd.
Yeah, and we've shown by any number, I mean, we've shown within a proof by contradiction within this, and also just via infinite descent, that there's no p integers, p and q, such that the square root of 2 is equal to p over q.
Okay, excellent, excellent. Yeah, there we go. There we go. So there is a proof by contradiction using infinite descent. These are some really cool buzzwords for you.
I've noticed that all the proofs that I've seen for the square root of 2's irrationality, I mean, perhaps by necessity, because you're saying kind of what you can't do,
yes,
that it's irrational, are based on proof by contradiction and infinite descent. Another one that I like that I'll just talk about super quick is you take two squares, one that has twice the area of another, mm-hmm. because so then the ratio of the two sides of the squares would be the square root of 2, right?
Yes, correct.
And we say that if they're integers, basically what you do is you prove that if they overlap, kind of like two napkins overlapping via the corner, that the overlap area would have to be twice would have to equal the area of the two corner squares. And then you basically prove that this could be done infinitely. And then you get another proof by infinite descent. But yeah, I just thought there'd be a good proof to show y'all, because it's something that we hear more or less kind of often in the math world, that, you know, certain things are irrational. But I think it's good to show what it takes to prove that something is irrational. And a good thing to maybe prove at home for you, too, is that if the square root of something that is an integer is not an integer, then it must be irrational. And that might be something to prove at home.
Are we now going to, you know, give our audience homework? Why not?
Yes. And first one to solve this correctly will get a poster if they're within the United States, or the file of the poster if they're worldwide. And so just send your proof to breakingmathpodcast@gmail.com and we'll read your proof on the show.
Also, I'd love it if anyone were to send us your favorite proofs. Perhaps we'll talk about those on a future episode.
So yeah, thank you for listening to Breaking Math and breakingmathpodcast@gmail.com. Breakingmathpodcast.app is our website, and you can buy our poster at facebook.com/breakingmathpodcast. Just click on shop.
Until next time.